Amid the diplomatic overtures from Barack Obama's administration towards Iran and Syria and the British decision to open low-level contact with Hezbollah, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah came out with a clear message for the White House.
أما الشروط الأمريكية فهي مردودة. هي مردودة.
We reject these American conditions. As long as Hezbollah continues to exist, we will never recognize Israel.
Nasrallah's statements came after Washington stated that it would not hold any dialogue with Hezbollah unless the organization recognized Israel and renounced violence. But in a speech delivered to thousands of Hezbollah followers in Lebanon, Hezbollah's leader said that the new U.S. readiness to talk was due to the failure of America to implement its plans in the region. He went on to attribute this shift in policy to the strong stance of resistance movements in the region.
And I think really what there is simply this desire to engage. It's not because the U.S. has realized that it's weak, it's that it's realized that it hasn't gotten anywhere after 8 years of following a Bush policy of belligerent confrontation. It's time to try a new tack. It doesn't mean that anyone is necessarily winning or losing.
However, Nasrallah did not appear to close the door to future dialogue if Washington were to lift its preconditions.
Once these conditions are lifted, then we will consider what steps to take, and Hezbollah itself may have conditions for dialogue.
The issue of opening up to the resistance movement sprung to surface after Britain announced that it would open low-level dialogue with the political wing of Hezbollah. The U.S. State Department said that it had not changed its stance regarding Hezbollah and that Britain only indirectly informed the new U.S. administration of the decision ahead of time. Meanwhile, Nasrallah criticized some Arab states for accusing Iran of sowing division in the region and contributing to the plight of the Palestinians through its support for Hamas. He also welcomed recent efforts by the Palestinian factions aimed at forming a unity government and called for unity amongst the Palestinians. Hezbollah's leader appeared to send two messages to the Obama administration. The first was that the movement would never abandon its ideology, but the second was that its ideological struggle was with Israel and not the West, and hence any dialogue in the future may be possible if Washington made certain changes in its foreign policy. The US president, meanwhile, has stated that it was very important for America to make changes in its approach towards the Middle East, and now it appears that the ball is in the Americans' court on how much change really can be made. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.